Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church.
Good afternoon, Bob. It must be Monday.
Doug McBurney's here in studio, and we have a lot of news to cover, Doug, including the big story out today.
The big story?
For, you know, the 30th time, but it's still a big story, that Bill Clinton has a son, an illegitimate son.
I saw that this morning, right at the top.
His name, Danny Williams Clinton, that's what he's going by. At least he's self-identifying as Danny Williams Clinton.
Well, who are we then to say?
Yeah, what's interesting about this is that this could be resolved so easily. DNA doesn't lie.
Either he
is Bill Clinton's son or he isn't.
Now, is this the same child that I heard about 7 or 8 years ago?
Yeah, back since the Clintons have been a scandal.
That's 25 years
since
at least.
This guy was born, the rumors in Little Rock were that his father was Bill Clinton. His mother's come out from practically the beginning.
Okay, this is
saying
the same
that,
one. Okay.
Yeah, that she's a prostitute. Yeah. And she said the only, so that could be any number of fathers.
Yeah,
so horrific when a woman does that to herself. But any number of men could be the father, but she said that she only had one white client at the time, not a client, a John.
Yeah.
And it was Bill Clinton.
Hmm.
So this is so easily resolved with a DNA test.
So that's 30 years or so that this story's been out there, and Bill Clinton at any time could have submitted to a test. Now, maybe Bill Clinton's DNA's already on file somewhere.
Well,
perhaps we could get that compared.
This is, in fact, this is the only state secret that Hillary would not allow on her server. Her unprotected email server.
What's Bill Clinton's DNA profile?
Bill Clinton's DNA profile was never mailed to or from Hillary Clinton or by anyone on her unprotected server.
No, that's...
so...
But it could be there. Now, maybe someone should start following Bill around because you could collect DNA from Bill. I mean, I'm sure he leaves DNA in his wake all
the time.
He's
indiscriminate.
Yeah, that guy. I mean,
well, he is.
He is.
And, you know, for years, we would say in January, we would say that now it's the State of Their Union address.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The State of Their Union address because of Monica Lewinsky and his abuse of women who are subordinates in the White House, in the Oval Office, all the whole thing.
Right, and the dress that Hillary Clinton and the Bimbo Eruption Squad insisted did not exist, it did not exist, it did not exist, and then suddenly it existed.
With his DNA on it.
Had his DNA on it.
Right.
Hey, who's got the dress? I think Monica has the dress.
The impeachment.
Yeah.
It was part of the evidence in the impeachment of William Jefferson Clinton.
Ah.
And so his DNA is known.
Well, must be, right?
So
they knew it was his on the dress.
There needs to be some effort to get Danny Williams Clinton. Certainly he'll give up his DNA.
Well, I'm sure.
And he
said,
I don't have anything to prove to anyone. Bill Clinton is the one who needs to prove he's not my father because he is my father. But this just in, it turns out Barack Obama said about this young guy.
Yeah.
He said, he could be my son.
It's a Trayvon Martin moment for Barry there.
He could be my son. And, you know, it seems like he could be.
Well, he could be Barack from 35 years ago, right? Born in questionable
circumstances.
Hardly
knows his father.
Doesn't know his father.
Hardly.
I don't think he ever met his father. At least the guy he claims is his father, he never even met the guy.
You know, and we don't talk about the current election all that much. We really don't.
Because we don't care.
Don't care.
No, it's just...
But it's one child killer versus another.
Yeah.
So you just don't want to take sides in that battle.
Mm-mm.
That's somebody else's fight. I don't have a child killer who I support.
No, we don't have a dog in that fight.
No, so right. But I don't know what is left for Hillary because, really, Bill Clinton was the first black president.
Right.
Remember that?
Right.
Uh-huh. And then Barack Obama being the first woman president. What does that leave for Hillary? What's left for her?
Barack is the first cisgendered president. He's fluid.
Cisgender.
It depends on what kind of pants he's got on and if he's riding a bike.
I'm not saying he's a homo.
No, I'm
he's just
He's a little effeminate. Yeah, that's all. And, you know, some guys are that way, and it's nothing bad on them.
No, right.
But it is.
If you don't have much facial hair,
yeah,
that's okay.
Yeah, and if you're kind of scrawny.
Yeah, but please talk like a man.
Yeah.
Even if you have like a high pitched voice.
And then if you
don't talk like a sissy, talk like a man.
Plus the fact that every waking moment in Barack Obama's life seems to be dedicated to promoting homosexuality. I mean, that's just my impression. Yeah. Every waking moment.
Like with the military in the Green Berets and negligees now.
Listen to this.
For 25 years on the air, Doug, we've been warning of what's coming. Green Berets and negligees.
Well, today is the day because I have a report here that the U.S. military starting today will be authorizing payments for transgendered soldiers to receive the surgical hormonal.
Is this bizarre or what?
I'm living in it.
If you're a homosexual, you want to be a woman, you want to have an operation.
No, wait a second now. That's not homosexual. That's transgender. Don't confuse your.
If you're a homosexual and you want to be a woman and you want the operation, but you don't have the money and you want to mutilate yourself, just go enlist.
Join the
army. So now people are going to say, when somebody says, well, I'm thinking of enlisting, people are going to say, why?
What's up with that?
What's with you?
Oh, my goodness.
Are you not comfortable in your own skin?
Listen to this. Have you heard of the Rand Corporation?
Yeah.
Everybody's heard of the Rand Corporation.
Yeah.
They've apparently been dedicating time and money to figuring out how many trannies they think are in the military right now yearning for surgery. Mm. And they estimate between 1,300 and 6,000, somewhere in there. And they say this could cost up to $8 million in taxpayer funds every year to mutilate.
You know, what a tragedy. Aside from the fact of this being hatred toward those people.
Absolutely.
Hatred toward them.
Yes.
And if you hate your neighbor who's a homosexual, then you'll affirm him in his homosexuality. Right. Yeah. Or you'll be apathetic. You don't care. And apathy is a form of hatred. But if you love your neighbor who's destroying himself, you'll warn him.
Right.
And if you don't know right from wrong, you're just lazy and selfish and you don't care. Mm. You don't care enough to know that God made us male and female.
Right. And so now this is institutionalized hatred under America's first cisgendered president, Barack Obama. He's the commander in chief, by the way. Yeah. He signed off on this.
Yeah.
This is his baby right here.
Yeah.
I don't know about the kid from Arkansas. This is Barack's baby right here. Right. This will be his legacy. That guy's a creep.
At Denver Bible Church in the sermon yesterday morning, I mentioned that you have marriage between one man and one woman, and not only is that under attack, but just the man and the woman part is under attack.
Yeah, even
you can't even be a man or a woman.
Right.
Could you imagine all the ways in which our society is being perverted? Because when you normalize perversion, you have to take normality and destroy it. So that's what's happening.
That is what's happening right in front of our eyes.
Yeah.
And I lay the blame primarily at the pulpits. Now, speaking of the Christian religion, I've got a LeBron James. Are you guys familiar with LeBron James? He plays a sport. Anyway, I became aware of LeBron James because he defended Tim Tebow on Twitter back when Tebow was being dissed by everyone.
Yeah.
And Tim Tebow, in an interview, I heard him say that LeBron is a Christian. In fact, some of his teammates actually call him King James.
King James. LeBron James.
And LeBron, in an interview
basketball
is what he plays. A few years ago, he says LeBron was told when he made a statement that the one person you can count on is Jesus Christ, that his advisors told him you need to keep Jesus to yourself, LeBron, if you're going to have a successful career.
Yeah.
Well, today, LeBron James endorsed Hillary Rodham Clinton for president of the United States.
Yeah.
So I'm confused.
Well, you didn't point out, not that this is essential, but it's so consistent with the subculture, that he's black. And
I say that because black
Christians, the black Christian church is overwhelmingly pro-child killing, pro-abortion.
Mm.
Overwhelmingly pro-Planned Parenthood. Overwhelmingly Democratic, and the black church has been co-opted by the federal government giving grants by undoubtedly tens of thousands of grants have been issued for a total of who knows how many hundreds of millions of dollars where they're community aid grants that are funneled through the black church. And the black church has been completely co-opted and sold out to socialism and acceptance of homosexuality and especially dismembering young black children, which has decimated the black population. Hispanics are a majority because of all the black kids that Planned Parenthood has killed.
That's right. Yeah, in New York City, they kill more black children by abortion than are born.
Yeah.
Every year for the last couple years now.
Yeah.
Astonishing. Anyway.
Yeah. Well over 10 million black babies have been dismembered by Planned Parenthood.
And LeBron James, a leading black Christian voice, apparently. He's very famous.
Yeah.
Now, and he says he endorses her because she's going to build on the legacy of Barack Obama. Mm. Two of the most rabid child killers in the history of American politics. And LeBron James is, I don't know that he's co-opted. I don't know that he's naive. It doesn't compute. I thought Tim Tebow said he was a Christian. I think Tim's a little naive.
Well, he hasn't been listening to the Weekly Worldview since, when did you start that show?
Well, my first big break came when you found yourself in jail. And we had
things work together for good.
Right?
You know, people quote that verse, they have no idea what it means. But anyway, in this case,
that was 1999 when you were unfortunately incarcerated.
In this case, one thing worked together
for good. That's right.
I got thrown in jail and you became a radio host.
I became a fill-in host and then the rest is history. So he hasn't been listening. That's true.
I don't know if you heard the guy Angel who was on the show last week. He had been homeless, drug addict, heroin, the whole bit.
Oh, I've got
a disaster.
Listen.
And then his life is turned around, real encouraging. After the show, we talked about being in jail. Well, I asked him during the show, you've been in jail? And he didn't really answer. He felt bad. You know, he's been in jail.
Right.
So after the show, we talked about it. And I said, well, I've been in jail for, you know, a total of 6 months. 6 months in jail.
Wow.
And he was shocked. He couldn't believe it. He said, oh, you were not guilty? I said, no, I was guilty of all of it.
Absolutely.
Everything that they accused me of, I had done. Everything.
Right.
So.
To wore it as a badge of honor.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's actually pretty fun to be in jail when you're thrown in for preaching the gospel.
Well, that's true. The being in jail itself, it's like going on a Baptist retreat. No, it's, jail is a joke as far as punishment goes.
Yeah.
But you can't be with your loved ones, so that is difficult.
Right.
But jail itself, all the pornography and the sports and gambling.
Right. And the drugs.
And the drugs.
Yeah.
And in Denver County, the homos that they put off, and they give them a different color.
No way.
The grays.
Oh.
And they put them off in this. It's just, if you can imagine in a horror movie, a hellhole where people are afraid to enter.
Uh-huh.
That was, if you were on the food cart and you had to bring food and slip it under the doors, that was the homosexual, the gray zone.
You're wearing those thick yellow rubber kitchen gloves.
It was really, it was horrific.
They have a homo pot, or they did back
then. Oh, no. No, they do still.
Still, they keep them separate?
Oh,
isn't that discriminatory?
Now, for the lesbian, I mean, for the women criminals, they mix the lesbians right in with the general population.
Well, that's an interesting.
And the women think it's horrific.
Yeah.
At least they did, you know, back when I was in jail frequently.
15, 20 years ago, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll find out next time I get incarcerated.
We should plan our next incarceration. It's
been
a long time.
Rather than it just happen unexpectedly.
I know, and I could use some time off. I know you could probably use.
Yeah, you don't get an unexpected visit by your mother-in-law.
I'm not going to pop in. No.
And I'm only kidding because I always love my mother-in-law. Right. She's now with the Lord.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But yeah, I mean, prison is like, you know, it's time off. It's like a vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And you watch TV and you read your favorite books or whatever.
Yeah.
And gamble and all that. And while if you're married and have kids, your wife has to do everything.
Yeah, that's the
It's a punishment on the women of all the men that get thrown in jail.
Yeah.
It's a horrific plan. Our criminal justice system explains how to fix it all.
Absolutely. There should be no long-term jail sentences. That's
all. As punishment? No. KGov.com/crime.
Yep. You can check it all out there. Now, do we want to do, on my show, it's well known that my audio engineer hates it when I do stories about homos and trannies.
It's gross.
Because it makes her sick.
Well, so, it's gross.
On yesterday's show, I didn't do some tranny stories that I was hoping to address here.
Oh, thanks,
because
Doug. You saved the gross stuff. I'm going to have to talk to your audio engineer.
She gets physically, she has to sometimes get up and leave the studio.
Yeah.
When I,
it is gross.
It is gross, but this is happening in public in front of everybody.
You know how many families, I don't know the numbers, so many over the years have thanked us for inoculating their children against homosexuality by helping them realize how disgusting it is.
Yeah.
Because you could have a revulsion to something like ISIS. They train young people to accept beheading others, children.
Yes. Yes.
And what could be revulsive at first could become just routine. Mm. And then you accept it. So homosexuality is one of those things.
Yeah.
Disgusting, but people could be trained to accept it.
Right. And it's a natural revulsion, by the way, because when I was a little kid, when I was quite young, kindergartenish or first grade-ish,
yeah.
when I encountered pornography, I was not immediately revulsed by it.
Right.
But when I heard about homosexuality, there was an immediate involuntary,
revulsion.
Like a gag reflex.
Right.
Yeah.
Like there was an animal decomposing in the gutter, a rat.
Yeah.
And somebody said, oh, go take a bite of that. Like you want to throw up?
Uh-huh.
That's what it's like.
Yeah, that's what it was like.
Homonausea.
Right, right.
Is the technical term.
But the children are not being as inoculated as effectively as they were when we were younger. Because now it's public and everywhere. On ABC television, which is a television network from what I understand, those still exist.
Anything but Christ.
Yeah, ABC. Anything but Christ. In fact, what they've substituted is an 8-year-old transgendered character on a show called Modern Family.
I'm looking forward to Judgment Day, Doug.
Yeah, the producers of this show.
The producers, all of the executives at ABC, mm-hmm. all the stakeholders on Judgment Day when they stand before God and are held accountable for destroying young lives.
Mm. Now, and this young person, this is an 8-year-old who is the actor, actress, I'm not sure. It's transgendered in real life. The actor is a tranny, and
just
the producers are going to let him play a tranny on the show.
Just devastating.
And since the report here from CNN says
ABC
the actor
is owned by Disney.
Remember
Disney did this with Powder? They took a convicted child molester, mm-hmm. let him make a movie defending it. Of course, it was an analogy, but defending the one who's different,
mm-hmm.
defending himself as a child molester.
Yeah, right.
Convicted in court,
mm-hmm.
right? The movie was Powder.
Yeah, just disgusting.
Yeah.
Well, this actor, CNN says the actor made his debut this past week, which means this actor is actually a girl, I do believe. Because CNN
said his,
so they're very politically correct about using the proper gender. Now, the show's director is a man named Ryan Case. Ryan Case should be arrested. That's all I've got to say about that. He should be arrested.
Right.
For abusing. Because if you help an 8-year-old who's already confused and mentally ill, and then you make it the way that person can make their living, you've destroyed
that. The adults around them are using the child. This is true in all these cases. Using the child so that they could get attention. This is a form of Munchausen's by proxy.
Yeah,
That's what this is.
Yeah.
Destroying, harming your child so that you could get attention.
Just disgusting. So the parents of this actor and the producers, everyone should be arrested.
Yeah.
But that's it. It's on network television now. Who would have thought that in just, 20 years? Has it been about 20 years since the mantra of equal rights, not special rights, became popular?
Yeah, focus on the families.
About 20
slogan,
years ago.
Equal rights, not special rights.
Who could have thought that by 20 years later, we'd
have
a trend?
We would have thought, here on Bob and Yurt Live, we predicted all this destruction of fundamental morality coming at the hands of Dr. James Dobson.
Yeah.
Who fought to affirm homosexuality as normative in the public square.
That's what he did.
That you do not discriminate against homosexuality.
Mm.
You decriminalize it, equal rights for homosexuals. And we asked, who do you think is going to write the curriculum, Dr. Dobson? You think it's going to be people teaching 5, 6, 8-year-olds that homosexuality is good? Of course it is.
Yep.
As soon as you normalize it, that's it. Christianity is now excluded from the public square because these are mutually exclusive.
Well, it'll be interesting when we take the long view of history, say, a couple hundred years from now.
Yeah.
What will James Dobson's main legacy be remembered as? Perhaps that ends up being...
As that, equal rights for homosexuals,
which
was the destruction of the public voice of the church.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Equal rights for homosexuals.
Yeah, and now...
That's focus on the family to this day.
Well, that was his... Yeah, he was the father of that mantra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he didn't have the wisdom to realize that meant no rights for the Christian.
Yeah.
Equal rights for homosexuals meant no rights for the one who warned us to honor God and obey God.
Yeah.
So the Christians are silenced, and the homosexuals are getting tax dollars by the millions to promote their perversion.
Mm-hmm. And they've got the federal judiciary on their side, working hand in hand.
Yeah, yeah, right.
I've got a story here from Columbus, Ohio. A judge, a federal judge, has rejected a school district's challenge to Obama's rule on trannies in the bathroom. The judge is actually ordering the school, ordering a biological male student who identifies as female to be treated, quote, this is what the judge said, should be treated like the girl she is, unquote.
Yeah.
This reason number 1,081 to get or keep your children
number
out of the government.
Number 1,081.
Yes. It's not a, we don't keep strict track, but we're at about 1,081.
Okay.
But for a judge in a written ruling.
To keep your kids out of public school.
Yeah. Keep them out of the government schools. Or get them out. If they're in, get them out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's ordering the school to treat this boy like the girl she is. And he further ordered. This judge is ordering people to use the proper pronouns in referring to the 11-year-old. Use a female pronoun. He's ordering school teachers to say her and she.
So he should be arrested also.
He should be arrested.
Or how do we know it's a man? I mean, his name is Algernon.
The first cisgender. Algernon Marbley.
So is Algernon male or female?
It's cis.
I assume it's
cis.
Male. Do you remember Encyclopedia Brown gets his man? Remember the books for girls? They were called Nancy Drew series.
I do remember that. Yeah, but I never read those. But
they're not allowed anymore, by the way.
Yeah.
Because quite often the stranger in town was a Middle Eastern stranger.
Oh, okay.
So they don't allow any of those.
Right.
Anymore.
And plus, they're obviously made for females. You had the Hardy Boys, right? And then you had Nancy Drew for the girls. I read Hardy Boys. The girls read Nancy Drew.
The Hardy Boys. Same thing with the Hardy Boys.
Yeah, yeah.
So well, Encyclopedia Brown, in one of the episodes, the clue that solved the case was the one guy's name was Al, and the criminal who claimed he never knew that guy called him Algernon.
Algernon.
And Encyclopedia Brown says, aha, how did you know it was Algernon?
Oh.
You never met him before? Could have been Albert.
That's right. More likely it would have been Albert.
Sure.
Right? Or Alphonse.
So anyway.
So Algernon Marbley is the judge who should be in chains along with Ryan Case, television director over at ABC. They should both be languishing in prison
now,
right now awaiting trial.
Since you got all this right out of the toilet, right?
I apologize.
All the news. Yeah. We don't do bathroom humor on the show.
No.
We never have. But I think we need to delve deeper into the toilet issue.
Okay.
Because at church yesterday, Denver Bible Church, in that self-same sermon.
Okay.
I talked about a toilet that archaeologists have excavated in the Middle East, in Israel, in the city, ancient city of Lachish.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a stunning affirmation from 2,700 years ago of something said in passing in the Bible book of 2 Kings.
Wait a second. Hold on.
They find a toilet. Yeah.
How could a toilet possibly confirm?
Everything affirms God's existence. Like in our seminar, Does God Exist?
Yeah.
When we talk about Bill Maher and dirty jokes.
That's right.
Everything affirms God's existence.
That's right. Even the fact that we tell dirty jokes.
So they uncover this toilet, and it's not just any old place.
Yeah.
It's in a shrine, a pagan shrine in Lachish. And it's in the, not only just in the shrine, like a small temple.
Yeah.
It's in the room of the Holy of Holies.
There's a toilet in a pagan shrine in Lachish. From now, how old is this thing, are they?
2,700 years.
2,700. Let me do the math. This is during the time of Hezekiah, maybe before?
Hezekiah. When they got rid of all the altars, all the pagans.
That's right. He ordered the tearing down of the high places.
Yeah. And so some of these places, like this one, was built right into the wall of the city and the gate of the city. So it's hard to tear down the gate of the city.
Right.
So instead they defiled it.
Oh, they put a toilet?
In the Holy of Holies.
There's
a verse in the Bible that explains explicitly that this is what they would do, that they destroyed the idols and the temples, and they turned the sacred site into a toilet, a public toilet.
Wow.
And so this is an example that was the common practice.
Wow.
So imagine, it's like with Jezebel, where the Bible talks about her makeup kit.
Oh, yes.
And the archaeologists, they excavate the palace.
Yeah.
The whole, the details in the Bible, mm-hmm. they affirm, and they find a makeup kit with some of the colors still discernible.
That's right, that's right.
We got Jezebel's makeup kit.
Yeah, and what is so cool about that is that God did not have to magically insert himself into human history to make sure the archaeologists found that.
No.
Or that they found this toilet.
Right.
He doesn't have to do that because the history is true.
Right.
And if
it's
you
real.
Look, it's going to come
Whereas
out.
Whereas the Book of Mormon is not affirmed day in and day out, as we've been following for decades,
yeah.
by the archaeologist Spade. The Book of Mormon, its unique claims
yeah.
are never confirmed because they're false.
Mm-hmm.
They were made up. We asked two Mormons, one of our church members, Leon Gonzalez and I, a few weeks ago, asked two Mormons, if you found out that the central historical claim of the Book of Mormon was false, that American Indians are Jews,
right.
which is an absurdity. Of course, American Indians are not Jews.
And I think that's actually been proven.
But anyway. I asked them, if you found out, if you were convinced by the evidence they are not Jews, would you then question your faith? And they said, no.
Wow.
Imagine the Apostle Paul. I said, you know, the Apostle Paul had courage. The central claim of Christianity is that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. And Paul said, if Christ did not rise from the dead, then our faith is in vain. It's invalid.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's true, right?
And they could not acknowledge that.
Wow.
But the Book of Mormon being this make-believe novel based on a twisted recollection of the Bible and Christianity.
Yeah.
Yeah, what a
well,
shame.
And you were very diplomatic. You didn't say, would you reject Mormonism? You said, would you question? You didn't put an ultimatum in front of them, will
no.
you reject your religion? You just said, will you question?
Right, exactly.
Wow, and they wouldn't even question.
No.
And then you lay it on them that even Paul said.
In fact, Doug, you know what we should do? We should air that conversation
with the Mormons. Did you record that
conversation? Well, I've got this exploding phone.
Have you turned that thing in yet?
It's a Samsung Galaxy Note 7.
Note 7, yes. The infamous exploding note.
Yeah, I have it right here.
Yeah, but have you exchanged it for one that won't blow up?
I did.
Okay, good.
And when you go on an airplane, they don't know the difference between the blowing up ones and the non-blowing
up ones. So what are you going to do if you have to get on a plane? Do they look at serial numbers? Or
could I be the first one in the media to say how I think they fixed it?
I'd love to hear it.
Because how could they possibly do the diagnostic, figure out what's wrong, and get it right? How could they?
So, it would seem like a challenge.
Yeah, like instantly, as soon as it was announced, just within weeks of releasing it, there's a recall and we're sending out the corrected ones.
How did they do it? How do you think?
What they said was they had two plants, and the problem came from phones from the one plant, batteries.
Right.
So they're going to use only the batteries from the other while they retool the other. I don't think that's it.
No?
Now, I don't have any evidence, zero.
Well,
just my background in tech and all.
Okay.
I think they readjusted it so that the battery doesn't take as full a charge.
Ah.
That's my guess.
Which would be just a little software tweak.
That's my guess.
Yeah.
And so if there is an actual problem, it won't reach it.
Well, good. I feel a lot safer being in the room with that phone right now.
The blowing up phone.
That.
And what do you think of this picture of this toilet? I mean, you can't get a better picture of a toilet.
Boy, that's a significant toilet,
from
too.
From 2,700 years ago.
Wow.
That's back when they knew how to make toilets. And even that, the foolish things of the world confound the wise.